Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hopefully I am here with you guys and they're having some exciting times going over here. Michelle, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are we having technical difficulties?
Wow, that was one after another. Welcome, everyone. Sorry about that.
Welcome.
Very exciting.
We made it.
Welcome to the Don't Change the Channel. I'm Joe DeReed. This is my lovely and wonderfully talented wife, Michelle Paisley Reed.
And we are still, right? It's the end of a month of celebration. So in March, we talked about, well, actually in February, when we first started this podcast, we talked about manifesting love since it was Valentine's month and had a lot of success. We talked about manifesting money. And then in April, we decided to focus on celebration since it was Joda's birthday. And Easter, and we missed Easter, so it's been a couple weeks since we've talked to you all. But really, this is more about celebrating in advance of something happen, because according to the law of attraction, it's your thoughts and your emotions, but your actual vibration that attracts all the things that you want to yourself. So the key is to get excited about something, to get really joyful and happy about something. Now, that this is tricky for a lot of people, and this is not to say, I was just on a law of attraction site on Twitter, of all things. I don't go on Twitter very often, but I was on there, and someone was saying how it was a bunch of crap. I didn't say crap. They said the other S word. I don't know if I can say that on the air. But
it's our show. We can say whatever we want.
It's our show. Yeah, what the hell. This isn't to say you don't face your issues and your fears. However, all things being energy, when you send out the energy of lack, you're going to attract lack. When you send out the energy of already having had whatever it is you want in your life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's money, and money's just energy, it's all it is. It's just a relationship with money. Whether it's good health or positive relationships and friends or travel or houses, cars, whatever it is, stuff you want, act as if you already have it, because according to the Power of 10, which are my spirit guides who I channel on the show, when you act as if, you get it. But here's the cool thing. Sometimes you get things that you didn't even know you wanted. In practicing this all month for Joda and I, we've had some amazing manifestations happen. Right, darling?
Absolutely.
I, for one, have manifested I hesitate to call it a job because it doesn't feel like a job, but I'm the marketing director of a model and talent agency. So what's funny is, as the Power of 10 would say, you focus on whatever you focus on, you attract. And I've been focusing on various casting agencies for our TV show, and in doing so, I became one of them. So I didn't intend to do that specifically. But what's funny is it turned out in a way that's even better than I expected. did. Someone, my boss, who I is very like-minded, like frequencies, we just aligned, and she's been in the business for 30 some odd years. She's great, and we connected, and now I'm doing that. And I've also attracted a director producer to turn our show into a web series online, the Don't Change the Channel. We're actually in talks to change the title to The Oracle, because some of the challenges we've had with studios is them not understanding the concept of channeling. Because, again, if you're not aligned with that truth, if you're not ready to receive that, no amount of explanation is going to help you understand that. So in this way, we were able to attract someone creatively that gets what we're about, that can bring our message to the most amount of people. And I'm going to be interacting and engaging with a lot of people who can open more doors for us. And it's just fun. I've had a lot of success with that. So if you want to be a lifestyle model, which means you can be older, like myself, we're looking for models between the ages of 40 and 70 for Home Shopping Network currently. Just shoot us an email at info@MariaShone, that's MariaShone.agency, with a picture, a selfie. Let us know you want to be a lifestyle model, or if you're looking for being a fashion model. Also send us a picture. Let us know if you're 5'8 or taller, that's the industry. And make sure you say Michelle referred you. So that's exciting. So on the other side of that, from all these manifestations, we have some, we won't call it sad news. It's not sad news. It's because we are going to be doing all these opportunities that we celebrated in advance for and therefore manifested, we're not going to be able to do this podcast going forward. We talked it over, and it's just Joda's going to be out of town, and we're just going to we're going to be busy. And so we love you all, and we want you to listen to our past shows while they're still up for the next few weeks. Read our books. Go to wearethepowerofsun.com. There's links to all of our YouTube videos that are free. You can get our best-selling books, Manifesting Miracles and Money, Peace is Power, and Keep Your Spirits Up, all number one international bestsellers. You can get them on Amazon. And you can stay connected with us on the Power of 10 High Vibe Tribe on Facebook. You know, we're going to stay in touch. And we believe through this web series, which it seems like everything's going digital these days, which is awesome. We're more connected than ever. This is a wonderful, wonderful news. So, yes, we won't be sharing it in this format. But if you are listening in, welcome, welcome. Make sure that you stay tuned through the end of this call so that you have a chance to talk to. If you want to do that more in depth, you can always sign up for a private consultation with us. That's, again, on our website at wearethepowerof10.com. And also a big thanks to our sponsor, Maureen Casper. Why did I forget your name? She's a friend of ours. Maureen Casper at Homefront Realty. You can check her out at mmkre.com. She's wonderful. She helped us find our home in Florida. And so if you're looking for a dream home, she's the person you would talk to. We actually just looked at, good Lord, again, not that this is all about money, because it's really not. Money is just energy. However, we just looked at a $10.5 million home, and oh my God. This place is gorgeous. It's not very far from our condo. It's right on the water. It's, how big is it, Joda? I don't remember. It's huge.
Just shy of 13,000 square feet.
But done really well. Like, it's kind of looked like a French chateau. And just classy and beautiful and wow. So, you know, here's the thing. It's as easy to manifest a $50,000 trailer home that as it is a $10.5 million home that's going for auction. Again, that may not be what everyone wants, and that's okay. It's not a judgment. It's just when you are able to look at those things and visualize yourself there and let go of how it will happen. Because too often, even I get trapped in this after all that we've learned from the Power of 10. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I really want this. How am I going to get it? But the trick, and it's not a trick, as the Power of 10 would say, is to, if you enjoy it, forget about the dollar amount. It doesn't matter. If it's something you fall in love with, celebrate it. I mean, what would we do if we decided to purchase this house? I asked Yoda right before we started the show. He had a great answer. I'm like, well, you know, if money wasn't an option, would you get this house? And he said, I don't know. I'd have to look at other houses. I'm like, that's a great answer because you're really looking at it. You're not saying, I don't have the money. Because when you put out into the ethers, I don't have the money, you're going to get more of that. Law of attraction. You know, like it or not, this is an energy-based universe. That's science. That's not woo-woo. So, you know, if you picture yourself there and you can let go of how you're going to attract the money and think you're going to do it from your job or you're going to do it, could come to you a myriad ways. People make money myriad of ways. It's an energy of feeling abundant. And I got to tell you, since we've been doing this show, I feel abundant. I mean, I love our life. I'm content and grateful for what we have. I really, really am. And from that space, more of that. Okay, sorry.
And conversely, what's funny is as you're talking about this, which yes, this house was breathtaking in every way. As you're talking about this, I'm staring at this picture of this huge yacht that I have on my computer. And earlier today, we were talking about how we were thinking, you know, we've really been enjoying taking a boat out. We've been, you know, going on a boat almost every weekend, and we've really been enjoying it. And I thought, you know, I don't think I this whole like, oh, let's have a huge yacht, that we were like, you know, that actually doesn't work for us. We're thinking we'd like to have a smaller boat that you can take into, you know, more and more places. And, you know, you have a big yacht like that, you have to have a staff and you have all these other things. And it just feels lighter to have a cruiser boat that would just be more fun. I think that's probably the big takeaway from it. It's not a big, you know, gargantuan thing to say, well, it's never, you know, look at me, but even the luxury of a large yacht, it's like, no, the smaller boat just seems like more fun. So you can have things where you expand your mind. Just because you're expanding your mind into something, it doesn't mean you're getting a bigger car or a bigger house or a bigger boat or a bigger job or any of these things. Sometimes expanding actually means just finding, you know, fine tuning it. And sometimes fine tuning it means you're actually looking at something smaller or more specific or something like that. And it's just a process of living in that. And then you get to hone in what you're actually looking for, what makes you happy, you know, makes you feel free.
Exactly. It's the feeling. Because look at how we drove an Aston Martin and we felt good. It felt luxurious. It felt fun and fast. And then Joda traded his truck in, which, by the way, he was able to sell it at full price, yay, and get a Volkswagen Jetta, which felt awesome. It felt good. It's sure, it's not a Aston Martin. However, it felt right. And so the more you try on these experiences, the better. It's really just about reaching for the best feeling thought, as Abraham, or and beyond the thought, the feeling. And it's not about ignoring your problems. It's just when all you do is stress about your problems, you're literally creating more problems energetically. So, you know, by all means, face whatever you need to face. Work through it with a therapist or a friend or somebody. You know, I've gone through so many different healing modalities, I can't even count. Hypnotherapy, tapping. Tapping's really effective. Look up, you know, go on YouTube, look up EFT tapping or find a qualified practitioner to help you through this, because you want to linger in those good feelings. That's what creates a good life. And when you do that, the beauty of this is that it's contagious. You know, you're happy, the people around you pick up that energy, and it yeah, that's how you, that's really is how you create a better, more joyful world. Now, obviously, people who are pissy and, you know, are ain't going to feel good for them to be vibrationally, they will end up moving away from you. And that's just the way it works because you're of a different frequency. Just like, it's just called don't change the channel. Just like tuning in on a radio station, you're tuning in to a number. Well, when you are vibing high, you're at a different, you're going to attract people within the same octave as you. You know, that's what they say in the book, in the Power of Ten,
just
in our book. So
to take time out, darling, I just realized we had never shared with people. If you would like to get in line to call in and speak with the Power of Ten on the second half of our show, the number to call in is 323-870-4188. Once again, 323-870-4188. Okay, you can keep going. Sorry.
Thank you. and call in because you want to make sure that you get in line because we just do first come, first serve and whatever time we have left. So, yeah, do call in because this is a wonderful opportunity to talk directly to my spirit guides, the Power of Ten. And if you don't know much about that, if this is your first time calling, please do listen to our first podcast. Or you can read about it at wearethepowerof10.com, my history of how I started channeling. So, yeah, what else do we need want to talk about, darling?
I was completely distracting you, sorry.
It's okay, you needed to be said. So
we've just been having fun. Yeah, we've been practicing the idea of feeling lighter in everything we've been doing. You know, it's there's a lot of responsibilities and weight that we put on ourselves. And when you're feeling, you know, burdened, it sometimes seems a little harder to celebrate. And so we've been trying to, all those words you say, you don't realize you're actually using them. We have been practicing feeling lighter with everything that we do, whether it's, you know, from the simplest of things of cooking to, you know, whether it's business or working or whatever it is, you know, just having fun and enjoying being in that moment of celebrating, like we said, the things before they're actually happening.
And you know what, here's the thing, even when you feel like things aren't going your way, because that happens, always a reason to feel grateful or celebrate. I mean, celebration is a higher vibing word than gratitude. And yet, isn't it the same thing? It's like celebration to me is like gratitude on steroids, right? You're just exuberant and radiant and things in your life, you're focusing on the things in your life that make you happy. For instance, you wake up, celebrate. You know, we chose, all of us who's on the planet now. What'd you say, Jota? We're up to 8 billion now.
To
8 billion people right now who have all focused their attention to arrive on planet Earth, knowing that they would choose that process of moving thought into manifestation, thought, word, action, creation. You know, that's how everything gets made. You allow the universe to run through you. The universe is always expanding. It's hard for us to understand, but that's just the truth of our reality. And so you can either go with it or against it. And when you are in a state of resistance, it feels bad. You know, we all get there. I do it myself. Or if you're not feeling well, you know, I've had my ups and downs with my health, and that can be a challenge. And yet, the more I focus on the times when I do feel good or the things that I am happy about, or I listen to music, I distract myself. And while I'm taking good care of myself and go to the beach for us, that's so healing that we've chosen to move near the beach, which I won't shut up about because it's amazing. I mean, even on my worst days, we live by the beach. Life is short. If you can, move near the beach. I never thought that would be possible, and yet we moved out of state, and it was possible. and we love it here. So, you know, it really is just gradually focusing on those things that make you feel good, that make you feel lighter, that make you feel happier, imagining it into being. You know, all of us were gifted the ability to imagine, and we've all used it in childhood. If you ever watch your kids or grandkids or any kids in your midst, watch them. They have a good old time in their imagination, and they act like it's really happening. If you were to do that continually, I guarantee you that you would start seeing some of it, if not all of it, show up. If Jodi and I could maintain that energy, if we were sure that this particular house was for us, not just because it was, you know, $10.5 million, but because it felt that amazing, if we knew that another dimension of us already lived there, then bam, it will happen. It doesn't matter how. You got to let that go. You imagine it. You pretend you're in there. You pretend you're making breakfast in the morning in your jammies in that gorgeous kitchen, looking at that gorgeous view, swimming in that amazing pool. If you can really see all that, then here's the thing. That or maybe it's that or something on a smaller scale or even a grander scale. You don't know. It's you're looking at it and saying yes to it. And that's what brings it to you. Everything that you say yes to, everything that you say no to, you're bringing to yourself with your energy. So why not turn it into a yes? I catch myself all the time when I'm focusing on something I don't want and worrying. And all worry is just you're drawing whatever you fear to yourself, towards yourself. And I'll catch myself and say, okay, Michelle, you're focusing on what you don't want. What do you want? What do you want right now? And, you know, sometimes it's not a thing. Sometimes it's just peace. And if I want peace, then I do what Power of Ten has told me and guided me to say. And I am peace. I am here now. Just being really present in the moment is such a worry reliever, you know. So maybe that's all you want. Maybe it's to have fun. Well, what's fun to you? Everybody's definition of fun is different and at different ages, right? I mean, when I was younger, it was a lot different than it is now. Sometimes fun is a nap, and that's okay. Asking yourself, what does my body need? What does my soul need? Where am I at? Asking the deeper, bigger questions rather than just giving up and giving in to misery. I see
isn't
that
it
happen
funny that,
so much.
That peace and fun are both, they're one is kind of a more exciting version than the other, but they're both being in that moment, you know? Because
yeah.
when you're at peace and you're not thinking ahead and worrying ahead or thinking about stuff that happened in the past and stressing yourself over that, you feel that peace. And when you're doing that and you're doing something that lights you up, we call that fun, because you can be doing something that lights you up. And if you're in your head thinking about some problem that you have to deal with, you know, in 3 hours, you're not going to be having any fun. It's only when you're letting go of that, that you, it's almost the same thing, really.
Yeah, it's true. Like when we're boating, I mean, what about it is so fun? You really are just on the water and in the moment. You're not actually doing anything. In fact, my teenage daughter was funny. We took her boating on Easter, and she said, because she's 17, "Is this it? Is this what we do?" So apparently she craves something a little different and more exciting at that age, which I can completely understand. But for us, you know, in our 40s and 50s, that's fun, being on the water and going really fast on a boat. Kickboxing, we did that again this morning, and we met this guy who goes by the name Ninja Nugget because he has dwarfism, but he is on American Ninja Warrior, the TV show where, you know, they do all kinds of crazy stunts, and he works out at a place called the the Jungle Gym or something out here.
Uh-huh.
Where
yeah,
Jodi
gym.
Went. We talked about this, I think, at one of our podcasts, where you do these like amazing things, but so much of it, as he said, is mental. You know, he teaches kids, and the kids, you know, have no problem. They're fearless, but the adults say, "Oh, there's no way, I can't do that." And here he is with dwarfism, and he's doing these amazing athletic feats. And he works in the OR at the hospital. People told him he was too short to do all these things, and he's doing it. I mean, he's very impressive that way because he set his mind to something. He didn't take no for an answer. He saw it as reality, and he's doing it. And he's doing some big contest in May, and, you know, that's impressive. I love when people do what everyone else says is impossible. They don't let the world judge them. They just, you know, that makes him happy and excited, and it's like play for him. You know, Jodah watched him, like, fly across
the jungle gym. This guy is impressive.
He really loves it.
And that's what he, when he was saying something, you know, people are like, well, how do you do that? And you know, part of the answer is he loves it. There's all kinds of stuff that one person does that, you know, that you might be listening to this right now and you might be really into, you know, you might be really into running a half marathon or a full one, or, you know what, that wouldn't light me up in the least. And you might not like the idea of kickboxing, and it's, you know, I've been really enjoying it, and not to say that I will always enjoy it, but that's what we're doing right now. And both of us are really lit up about it. And that's great. You know, that's what, you know, whether it's your choices, whether it's your lifestyle, what you do for fun, your romantic partners, any of these things. I mean, you know, it's kind of the, you know, under your breath, you know, to each their own type of, you know, that's not for me, but it really is. You make your own decisions of what lights you up. And if something lights you up, I say, go for it. That's the best thing.
And be inspired by it, not jealous. It's great that person can do it. Know that it can be done. I mean, Ninja Nugget proves that even if you are born short, you can still do that, you know? So that's what's exciting for me. Now, he also said something about, you know, if you've ever wanted to jump out of a plane, and I'm like, what's funny to me is my daughter's done that. I have no desire to. It's not that I'm scared. You don't want to do that. They're not doing it because of my fears. I'm totally golden to not jumping out of one. That doesn't excite me. That's like a big bucket list goal. Go for it. And my new mantra, I was telling Jodah the other, it's great for you. It doesn't have to, I don't have to fight you and say you're wrong, because then I'm in resistance. And then I'm getting frustrated or resentful over something that's none of my business. If that makes you excited, I'm happy for you. Other things make me excited. Luckily, because we're husband and wife, for most things, we get excited about the same stuff. Not always, but I mean, he's more math minded and I'm not. he's more logistical than I am, more analytical because of his brain works like that. But you know, activities that we enjoy doing, our values are similar, the things that we want in life are very similar, which is, I think, very helpful when you're looking at your partners, which we talked about extensively in February's podcast. So, I think we're having some more technical difficulties. Maybe it's Power of 10 wanting to come through. You know, that is a thing. I went mediumship, which I did before I elevated into channeling, which I feel like is kind of the next best thing. That would happen all the time. It's because it's just a lot of energy going through the phone line. So sometimes people do get off. It's just a thing. Spirits tend to use whatever channel is floating out there energetically, and that's why you often hear certain songs that resonate with you on the radio when spirit is trying to communicate with you. It's not spooky. It's what they use what they can work with for the different signs. So the same goes for Power of 10, because while they're not, well, I guess you could say they're dead, they were alive at one point, and they've explained that they've shared lifetimes with me. They're my guides. We all have guides. And I do encourage everybody, communicate with your guides. You know, we all have them. I mean, I believe that. We have angels. We have guides. Angels, according to the Power of 10, angels have never incarnated. So they're a high vibrational being that are here to support us and guide us, but they've never been in a body, versus spirit guides have reincarnated many times and have chosen to opt out, which is always available to us too when we're at the end of the game, when we're done and we check out. What they've said in the books is that you have the opportunity to skip out and just float around in bliss for the rest of eternity, or you can choose to come back and learn your lessons through suffering. Hopefully not. They encourage us to learn more through faith and trust and not suffering, and trusting that things always work out. That's a big part of their teachings. So again, I'm going to encourage you all to read our books, not just because we want to sell books. I mean, we do, that's great, but go to the library or ask a friend for it. And sometimes they go on sale for like 99 cents. It really, the books are just phenomenal. They're just life-changing. So check them out on Amazon. Keep reading them. If you've read them once, Joda and I read those books over and over and over again. It's really great when you're feeling low. You can just randomly open it, and it's always need. If you're feeling really good, alternatively, it can make you feel good times 10. And you can rise, 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 as they recommend saying in the simplest tool ever. Just keep saying rise. Use the tool of our words to help lift our frequency so that you can attract better things. You know,
we were just
happiness,
talking
success.
About that the other day, talking about how we've watched certain people that have contacted us about things that, you know, their clients that we've worked with or what have you, about, you know, things that people who stay engaged with their own growth and their own learning, whether it's through Power of 10 or you know, whatever you have, you know, as if it's not just I'm going to improve myself, and you get really focused on it and you focus really, really, really hard for like 2 months and then you don't think about it again. It just kind of, you know, we've kind of fade back into our human, you know, our rat race or whatever you want to call it. Whereas if you just spend a little bit of time every day or every other day, you know, whatever it is, if you just spend a little bit of time, that little bit just kind of keeps you in the energy of that growth and that expansion for yourself. Power of 10 talked about that a number of times when people would ask about meditation, and you know, they would say, you don't need to meditate 8 hours a day. You just need to meditate a little bit. You know, if it's 5 minutes, do it every day for 5 minutes, and that will do so much more than, you know, basically meditating really hard for a long time and then completely ignoring it for a month and then trying it again. And,
yeah,
and it's just that,
absolutely.
You keep that momentum going.
It's the consistency. The people that we see, like, for instance, the people that were involved with our online program, Your Life Repurposed, which is now a completely online program, so that will continue if you want to check it out. It's called yourliferepurposed.com. You know, when you keep revisiting and just listen to the recordings, just even if you can't comprehend the words, just listening helps lift your vibration. And it's all about lifting your vibration. Everything's energy. It's simple. So when you lift your vibration, you attract better things towards yourself. And when you are in fear and resentment and irritation and worry and you let the world get you down, you attract more of that. And so that's all it is. The people that are the most successful, that have the new relationships, that manifest the new job opportunities, the adventures, the people that report back to us, which I wish they'd do it more publicly. Please share your successes on Power of 10 High Vibe Tribe. I feel like sometimes I'm the only one doing it. A few of you have, a handful, but please share what's going on for you, or alternatively, if you are struggling, be open with that. We can all come together energetically and imagine light pouring on your situation. That works. It's a simple little tool, but rather than just saying, I'll pray for you, and then not actually doing anything, you're just giving it lip service, use that energy to visualize an improved situation for someone, and then it feels good. That's a great way of giving back, you know, if the person's receptive to it, obviously. So, yeah, it really, you know, this is just, I guess I just want to encourage all of you, since this is our last podcast, if you just tuned in, we've manifested new opportunities. Life evolves and grows us. I never really saw that coming. I was focused on booking agents, and I became one. And we're focused on the show, and it's becoming digital. Just making connections and just keep moving toward things that make us happy. I mean, God, it could be as simple as for us, because we joined this Freedom Boat Club, which we keep talking about, that is a club. So we rent out boats. We get a choice of boats, and we've been doing that all the time. And for us, that puts us in the energy of freedom. What is money but freedom? You know, really, it's not money you want. It's making your own schedule. It's enjoying life, right? It's freedom. And so whatever you can do to match that vibration of freedom, and a lot of it's free. You know, it doesn't have to cost money. It could be as simple as going for a walk or appreciating nature. You know, all of you, wherever you are, there's something about nature that you can appreciate. It's spring. There's flowers growing. That's
perfect.
A miracle if you look at it that way. I mean, think about it. Every single spring we have this cycle, and these flowers that hibernate are beautiful and glorious. So,
and it's a perfect reminder to do that for us every year. But it's even sleeping is a perfect reminder for us to do that. Let's go ahead and take some callers. We've got some folks that are called in and had given the opportunity to speak with the power of 10.
Okay, I'm going
to
go into trance now. So
go get them.
I'm going to get the power of 10.
And while she does that, of course, I will remind everyone that the number, we should have room for a couple more. Number to call in is 323-870-4188 if you want to take this this opportunity to speak with Power of 10 and ask them. It doesn't have to be about celebrations. It can be about anything, really. To remind you once again, everything that we're talking about and all the ways to keep up with us is at wearethepowerof10.com, and there we'll have links to all of our happenings on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and the Facebook High Vibe Tribe, something you can check out. You have to be invited to that group, but if you're hearing us, it means you're qualified, because you've taken an interest in the Power of 10. So we enjoy that a lot. We also have a bunch of quotes. There's hundreds and hundreds of quotes on there, as well as a free meditation and affirmations and links to all the books and links to our program that Michelle was just talking about called yourliferepurposed.com. And that is an opportunity for you to do an 8-week, at your own speed, but 8 weeks-ish course with the Power of 10 and exploring all the different facets of getting to where, getting on the right track of where you want to be in your life. So that's always a fun thing to even think about, that just because that's been a big question for us for the Power of 10. People are often asking, you know, am I on the right track? And of course they would say, you're always on the right track. There is no wrong track. And that's part of the thing that we look at with saying, okay, well, you know, if it's time to not do the podcast anymore, then it's time to do these other things that are coming up. Because that's growth and movement and expansion. You can't stay stuck on this exact same thing over and over again, because there's things that we've thought that, okay, this is it. This is what we're going to be doing for the foreseeable future. And the foreseeable future happened a lot faster than we thought it would. So it's been an adventure. So we thank you for being on this adventure with us. And as it morphs and changes and expands and gets better and better all the time. And with that, I think the Power of 10 is with us.
We are, as you call it, overjoyed to be here, but we find that word amusing, because you cannot be overjoyed. You see, you can just be joyful. You can be exceptionally joyful, yes. You can amplify and ignite your level of joy until you feel exhilarated. And exhilaration is the state which we would recommend being in alignment with to attract all your good things, all the good people, all the good adventures, as you call it. Yes,
absolutely.
We feel some good questions coming, so let's open up the line.
Okay, let's go first to area code 951, and last four digits of your number are 3523. I'm going to unmute you, and if you would share with us your name and where you're from, and then you can ask the Power of 10 your question. So 951 and 3523, you are live.
This is Nathaniel calling from California.
Hi. Nathaniel, if you could just speak up a little bit.
Hi, this is Nathaniel from California.
Yes, hi, Nathaniel. Welcome.
Hi.
What is your question?
I'm just wondering, I'm looking for other jobs. Shall I keep this one and maybe get promoted, or will I find another one?
So we feel energetically like there is some dissatisfaction that you enjoyed this job when you first received it, or the income that it gave you.
No, that's not true. That's actually, I disagree. I don't want to, I don't know. I was just, I don't know about that,
Well, we are telling you what we feel energetically from you is that you wouldn't be asking if you weren't at some level dissatisfied. That doesn't mean you're upset about it. Perhaps it's the choice of words that you are misconceiving. And so what we feel is that there is something more for you, or you wouldn't be even asking the question. Do you understand?
I don't even like to ask questions. I like to ask, what are you getting from spirit? So I actually try to make up a question, but some people require questions. So
yes,
I just want to say, hey, could you pull a tarot card, or what did the angels might have to say? So that's actually, what I usually do, but maybe that should have been my question.
Well, you see, you utilize words in this dimension, and we are not here to give you a psychic reading or pull cards. Those are wonderful tools. But we read your energy. We feel you. We're spirit guides, so we see all of your past, present, future, all of your lifetimes. We read your soul. You see, it's channeling. We come through Michelle's body vehicle to energetically see the larger picture of where you are. So for all of you, yes, we request you ask a question, but often we answer more than just the question, you see. And so we see that there is something more for you, that there is a yearning to do something bigger. Yes, we feel like you have a lot of creativity inside of you that could be utilized for other things, and it doesn't necessarily have to be your job. Often in your dimension, that's what people focus on, yes, because that's what you spend most of your time doing. And yet your purpose doesn't necessarily have to be your job. Sometimes it is the same. But sometimes there is a greater purpose for your life. And we are here, we'd like to clarify, and not to give you an easy answer to a question. It's really just an opening so that we can have energetic reaction. And so we would tell you, and this must resonate for you, of course, but we feel that you have some resistance. And yet,
do you have any idea? Well, will I be a rock star? Or,
Do you wish to be a rock star?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy music?
Yes.
Okay, then what we would say for you, we're not here to give you a psychic reading. That's not what we do here. If you enjoy music, we would tell you to listen to music because it lifts your vibration and frequency. It will lead you to more satisfaction in life. You see, that's, you know the answers, yes? We're directing it back within you internally. So listen to music. We feel like that is what calms your mind so that you can be more receptive to more opportunities. And then when they show up for you, you say yes to them. You see, you all have free will. We want you all to hear this. And so when somebody tells you this is what we see for you, then yes, that is one way that it can manifest. And yet every time you make a decision, something new may manifest for you. So if you choose that that is what you want to do, then by all means we are for that. But start by listening to the music that you love, relishing that, and seeing what opportunities and people are drawn to you from that. And then if you want to be a rock star, you can be a rock star. But we feel like you, that there is more growth for you. We feel like you know this. So just have the confidence and courage to say yes and to reach out to more opportunities. We hope that satisfies you, yes?
Well, maybe I'll use you as a booking agent.
You can certainly contact Michelle. That is her job that she is doing right now. Yes, reach out to her.
And your name?
Thank you for your call.
What's your name now?
We are the Power of 10. We are coming through Michelle Paisley Reed.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Nathaniel. I was just thinking how fun it would be to be a rock star.
And isn't it funny that in your society that you talk about being rock stars, not just playing music, but when you say you're a rock star when you're at the top of your field, yes? When you are doing something really exciting, you say, that person's a rock star. And so we'd like to say to you, whenever you step into a place of courage and vitality, then yes, you are a rock star. Do not give your power away to other people to tell you what you are going to do. You see, all psychic people, and you are all psychic, you all have intuitive abilities. It's all vibration. The higher you vibrate, the more in tune you are with things that are not just mundane. You are seeing more, and more of you are seeing more. And in touch with your intuitive abilities. And so if someone tells you that you could do this and it resonates for you, you're going to do it. And yet if it's something that does not resonate, for instance, Michelle just talked about jumping out of an airplane. If someone said to her psychically, I see you jumping out of an airplane, she'd say, no, you don't, because I don't want to jump out of an airplane. You are choosing your life. In every moment, do not give your power away. You have free will. We are not here to give you a psychic reading. We are here to encourage you and to teach you that you are all vibrational creatures. You created yourself from thought into form. You started out as a soul, and you allowed the universal energies, God force energies, whatever you want to call it, source energy, to move through you so that you could be here now at this current reality. It's exciting. It's exciting that you're here now. Okay, we'll take another call. Thank you.
I was just laughing as you were saying that, because as I was flipping through Keep Your Spirits Up, there's, of course, a chapter, number 59, called It's Not Your Fault, But It Is. And it's just a humorous way of saying what you were saying, you know, just now, is that, you know, you have that opportunity to take ownership of things. It's only up to you.
Yes, you take responsibility for your life. And yes, we are not here to fight you. If you are asking a question, it's because there is a desire there. And so if you are asking if there's another person for you or another job for you, that means that that's all that is you seeking more. And that's a good thing, you see. And if you don't take inspired action on what you intuit that you want, you're going to feel that tension, that resistance. It's not going to feel good. And so we are just here not to see what's ahead for you, because we can only see the possibility that you're creating energetically. You must take inspired action toward whatever it is you want. You must feel it until you see it. Not the other way around. You must feel it until you see it in your reality. Keep feeling what it is you want. If you don't know what you want, And we hear a lot of you on the line right now saying, but power of 10, I don't know what I want. Keep clarifying. Ask aloud for clarity. Let your angels and guides help you with this. Be grateful. Be present. Be joyful. Celebrate all the mini celebrations until you try on what makes you happiest. And understand it does not have to be grand. It could be quite simple. You see, and it's not always about your job. Yes, sometimes. But your purpose could be being a parent. Your purpose could be being a good friend. You see, too often you think it has to be a position of authority or something. Understand when you die, you're not going to have any of those roles. That's what we keep reminding you. It sounds morbid. But when you check out from this dimension, and there are many more dimensions beyond this, trust us. Billions of dimensions beyond this particular one, where you're moving slowly, your cells are slower. That's the only reason you can't see us, is because you're in a body. In a body, in order to maintain its ability to be on planet Earth, must vibrate slower. When you die, you vibrate faster. That's it. But you don't have jobs. You have loved ones around you because vibrationally you attract each other in the same way you do in a body. It's just quicker. And so if you can remember who you are as a soul, so you might transcend this denser, slower moving reality, then that's when it starts speeding up, when you start attracting the opportunities you want faster, as Michelle did as a booking agent. You see, that's fun for her right now. It's fun. And so she was vibrating on the level of fun, and so she attracted something fun. You see how this works?
Well, thank you. We're going to go to our last caller here, and the area code is 707. And last four digits of your number are 6760. If you'd let us know where you're from and your name, and you're going to be on live with the Power of 10 right now.
Well, hi, you beautiful beings. This is Karen McAvoy.
We felt like it was you, Karen. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you and let everybody know your teachings have just been the best. I have no words. It's just opened up my life to infinite, blissful, loving, peaceful opportunities. And I'm practicing faith and letting go of suffering. And of course, suffering still comes up, but I can certainly turn that around much quicker through your wise words and teachings and reading your books and listening to your podcasts and remembering your words and your energy. I can't say enough. It's amazing. I'm somewhat sad that the radio show is going to cease for a while, but I know that Michelle and Jetta will keep the connection of your teachings alive, and I certainly will continue to tap into that. Thank you so much.
And you, beautiful soul, are an ideal example of what happens when you stay in the vibration of the teachings. You see, we are grateful. We want you to feel and understand how grateful we are for the opportunity to come through again into a body vehicle to communicate. We have lived your lives many times, you see, and there's no such thing as time, so it's not necessarily past. It could be future. Everything's happening at the same time. And so we've lived your lives. We've chosen to opt out, to go beyond the way station, and come back through you in order to spread the good cheer, you see. And we'll use the word cheer because that's what we feel from you, is good cheer. Like you said, not always. sometimes suffering shows up because that is part of this dimension that you chose. You chose to learn from opposition, from contrast, from resistance. And yet, you tend to linger more into the higher realities because you choose to. And so we are grateful that you chose to come on this call because you are allowing everyone who is listening to recognize you as an example of staying in that higher vibration, of embracing and engaging with our teachings, which we are doing our best energetically to come through and allow Michelle to translate, you see, so into words that you can relate to wherever you are coming from. And to just remind yourself, if all you can do is just lift yourself up a little bit every day, to feel a little better every day, to enjoy more of your life, to embrace more of your life, to engage, to, yes, have moments of absolute jubilation. Do you have that? Because if not, that's what we would encourage. Your life was always supposed to be one of joy and play and fun and good health and abundance and friendship and deep relationships and profound sadness, yes, but from that, to be able to gain a profound joy, not just happiness that's transitory. That's not a bad thing. You get happiness from the little trinkets that you manifest in your life. And that's fun. It shows that you know how to manifest thought into form. And yet, at the same time, at the end of this particular lifetime, you will remember most the experiences, the opportunities, the adventures that you created. And you are creating lots of them, dear one. And so we thank you for coming on to this call and being such a wonderful inspiration to so many.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. I love you. And
we love you. And we will continue on in different formats, yes? Whatever people are receptive to. Yes, it's just morphing, just like life. Your life is always unfolding in different ways, creatively.
Thank goodness. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. We love you so much.
Thank you, Power of Ten. Love you a lot.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. As Power of Ten, as you said, Karen has been a shining example of someone who's taken this whole experience and just bathed in it and stayed in that energy of it. And it is absolutely a joy to watch her lit up. So
yes,
it's like a big love fest here at the end.
As this, yes, it is. This is what we love. How fun is this to just bathe in love and appreciation? What a perfect way to end this podcast, as you call it. And please understand that there are many different outlets for our communication. Do not feel sad just because you're not choosing to do it in this particular manner. Keep having fun and going with your inclinations and sharing, whether it's through web series or TV shows or radio interviews or books or however it comes across. Just be open. And to those of you who do not receive Power of Ten in the same way Michelle does in allowing us to channel through her, feel our presence. You see, feel it. You don't necessarily need to express it, but feel our love for you. Not just us, but the millions of non-physical divine beings that exist. Believe in us, have faith, ask for help. You see, if you were to die and move on, you'd want to help people you love, yes? And remember, that's when you check out at the end of this lifetime or many lifetimes, you are a pure being of love. You don't go seeking for love. You are love. In love, you will find all things. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Power of Ten. And I look forward to our next adventure, whatever it may be, together. And we will, of course, keep saying yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you, everyone, who has, again, joined us on this adventure. We appreciate all of you and love you all. And once again, please go to wearethepowerof10.com. You'll see, if you're on your computer, you can see the link right there if you're listening to this at the moment, or if you're listening through a friend or on a phone or whatever. Wearethepowerof10.com, where you will be able to keep up with us and find out what the next part of the chapter is. So thank you, everyone, and we'll be signing off. Power of 10, we love you, and thank you for doing everything that you do with us.
Thank you, and good night.